Podbot Door AI.
As we said at the start, there are a lot of different paths that you can take when you are making rap music. Rap is one of the most popular genres in music, so it is no big surprise there are plenty of rappers who are trying out. Many aspiring rappers are stuck in only one style of rapping, but it is important to diversify your skills. The art of writing rap songs comes back again to using your own authentic voice and ideas to connect with the listener. Listeners are bound to hear whether or not you are writing from your heart, or simply trying to make a rap song filled with generic ideas and inspiration. To figure out how to write a rap song, first, we have to take a look at what makes for a catchy rap song. Here's a guide with a few tips to get you started on the writing pen, and to help you get an idea of how to write rap songs. It is much easier to come up with lyrics, rhymes, and structure your rap songs when you understand that first piece of the puzzle. If you are a rap novice, it can be difficult to do this initially, but receive lots of feedback about your lyrics, rhymes. Make sure that your lyrics are in tune with the beat so it sounds good sonically, but you can always go as far as you like or make up a new style. Your flow should fit with the beat, so practice timing and be sure you are editing and rewriting your lyrics. Just take a minute to listen to an instrumental, and notice how your flow of words seems to fit with the beat. As a beat builds and breaks, a writer knows where to place lyrics to make these individual parts fit together into the completed song. While most rappers will rhyme over the final words or sounds in a verse, others will use their final two words in order to make their rhymes more complicated. Lyricism also encompasses a rhyme scheme. Some rappers may only rhyme in pairs, whereas others will have up to 10 rhyming lines within one verse. As a music genre heavily dependent on words, rappers will frequently resort to play with words and phrases which could be interpreted many different ways. Along those lines, it is common for rap music to tackle themes that may be considered unpalatable by the listener who is sensitive. If you go to listen to your favorite rap artist, particularly if it is a battle rapper, then a few of your favorite lines from them are probably the jokes. You have got to be curious to hear all of the different ways rap and hip-hop has been played over the years. Numerous articles, books, movies, and podcasts cover hip-hop's history, the rise of rap as a genre producing hits, the labels, the studios, and, undoubtedly, the individuals that helped get rap where it is today. You can learn from other artists when thoroughly studying the history of hip-hop, and doing so also educates you on what is being produced now, as well as where it came from. Listening to greats, picking up a few beats, and honing your own rhymes are all ways you can learn how to rap. I have created a program for people who want to learn to rap, but they do not want to learn it to themselves. People who want to learn how to rap, but they do not want to teach it to themselves. Although, if you want to learn to rap, chances are, you are influenced by the artists that inspired you. In time, you will start listening to rap music differently, as you understand more about a rap writer's mindset. As you get better and more proficient with vocabulary over time, you will also start developing a natural cadence. While some people have a more natural feel for cadence than others, they are all skills that can be learned. Many times, if you are too good, then people question if you are rapping in freestyle or not. Make sure that when you are writing your rap, that you are not sounding outdated in cadence, flow, and lyrics, if you are trying to get mainstream exposure nowadays. If you are trying to get beat on, and have gotten too many words into one line, then it is going to fall outside the musical bars and will sound sloppy. Not only is finishing a good practice, but choosing to go all the way to the end helps you learn much faster than trying to make one perfect rap song. While much of great songwriting comes from having great lyrics, a great rap song needs a great cadence to properly appreciate it. After all, rap songs and hip-hop music are highly dependent on lyrics, beats, and rhymes, whereas other genres put a greater emphasis on melody. While the beat styles of rap music differ widely in sound, classic hip-hop
tracks frequently include samples of songs that have been released before into their rhythms. BYA also a looking at rap artists outside your normal listening radius. You all get a competitive advantage when it comes to actually writing and recording your own music. We'll discuss lyrics, melodies, structures, and more, in order to help you write a rap song that you all be proud of. In this post, we are going to teach you everything you need to know about writing and performing rap lyrics in today's age. For those of you who are completely new and looking for tips to writing rap verses, here's a brief overview of making a rap. Now, I am not saying that you have to become the next Byron or Yeats, but reading verses and rapping both stem from a very similar flow of words. Both are spoken word-based, and they are both forms of lyrical art. While the traditional grading schemes are helpful if you are familiar with rap music itself, they are not especially useful if you don't know what you're looking for.
Thank you all for joining us again on Oppressed Dynasty Entertainment Show. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.